Well, it's William Shakespeare's The Tempest. It's the last play that he wrote totally by himself. He went on to write two other plays in collaboration. But in the character of Prospero, and this is what kind of attracted me, Prospero, the magician who's stranded on a desert island, gives up his magic at the end of the show in some spectacular special effects designed by Kim Hegmagee. And many people felt that when Prospero was giving up his magic, Shakespeare was saying goodbye to the theater. And it turned out to be Shakespeare's last play, as it were. And ironically, it is the first Shakespeare that I've directed. I've been in several, but I've never directed one. So I thought, this is probably a pretty good time to do it. So I did.
So you've never actually directed a Shakespeare production then in the time that you've been at MU?
No, actually, because Dr. Report, Daddy Bear, was sort of our claim to Bill Shakespeare expert, and he did whatever he wanted to do when he wanted to do it, Shakespeare every other year, which maybe a little too much sometimes, but certainly he did a wonderful job with Shakespeare. And then Shelley had to come in and do a couple of things like a Romeo and Juliet in the Scottish play. But hey, I finally got my chance. I've got a wonderful cast, great crew, and it is like directing a major musical.
Why is that?
How so, yeah.
Well, first of all, it is episodic. Secondly, there's a cast of about 25 or 30. Spectacular scenic effects, basically, that we have incorporated. And period costumes that are just stunning. Shelley Russell and the gals downstairs have done a wonderful job with the costumes. And there is some magnificent poetry. People will recognize a number of
Prospero. I was about to say, in Shakespeare? You're kidding.
Yeah, gee, what the hell?
What is the story in a nutshell for those of you?
The story in a nutshell. Prospero and his daughter Miranda were banished from Milan 12 years ago, sent on a boat to a desert island. And a friend of Gonzalo, who was Prospero's friend, gave him his magic books, his clothing, etc., etc. And now, by some miracle, he was deposed by his evil brother and all those nasty people back in Milan. And they're all on a boat. And he has them in his power, and he creates a tempest. In fact, one of the kind of neat opening bits is we have a tempest on stage, a storm where the people are getting tossed around, and well, people just have to see it. It's a great way to open the show.
The run is what?
The run is Wednesday through Saturday, 7:30 p.m. Matinee on Saturday at 1 p.m. So plenty of opportunity to see it. It's got poetry, it's got action, it's got low body comedy. Travis, whom you'll talk to, is one of what I call the Three Stooges, Caliban, Trinculo, and Stefano. And we naturally had a great response from our high school matinee audience yesterday. And as I was telling you two, in spite of the snow,
yeah,
we had almost 100 people, including what, Grand Marais, Kelly?
Jeez.
I think I saw a bus that said North Central on it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, and North Central, yeah. Mm-hmm. So they wanted to see it. They were a wonderful, wonderful audience.
Well, it's also theater history at NMU because it is the final production of Dr. P, a final directing production, at least for now. Like you said, never so
never, never say never. Yeah,
We've got matinee tickets for the 1 p.m. Saturday matinee show of The Tempest. If you'd like to pick some of those up, you can call right now, 227-7777, 387-4000 from Munising in that area, or *102 on your AT&T wireless phone. And we're going to come back with some folks from the cast and find out more.
Who'd you bring here, Dr. P?
I brought a cast member and the gal who keeps me sane and calls the show, Travis Mosinski, who is doing the role of Caliban, the deformed creature. Son,
he looks all right to me.
It's a stretch for Travis, but what the heck. A son of Sycorax, a witch. And then Kelly Passano, my production stage manager, who's worked with me over the years. And this is also going to be their last production with FRT.